We welcome you back in. It's Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And I'm going to reveal the special guest, and I'm going to reveal the man behind the curtain who broke into this great game of football back in the late 60s as a grad assistant. And he parlayed that into coaching in the NFL, perhaps more than some pro coaches have even been alive. He's a Super Bowl champion. He got the ring with number 50. And there are certain guys that are just greats. And this is Wade Phillips on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Coach, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. But Bobby and I got to get talking here, I think.
I'm going to step aside. I just wanted to welcome you and introduce you, then I wanted you guys to catch up, and then I'll circle back because I want to hear more about your dad, because I grew up in the era of Love You Blue, and let me tell you, there was no better communicator in this game than your father. So I'll let Bobby take the first question.
Yeah, well, how are Rob and Susie first?
They're doing well, Coach. I haven't got a chance to see them. I saw them about a week and a half ago, but trying to stay away.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Making sure that they, keep a nice distance away from us. They're in the vulnerable population now. My dad hates to admit that, but want to make sure that they're healthy. But they're doing well, doing good. And he's still coaching. Yeah, he's planning coming back, I think, for his 22nd season. So, yeah, he's doing well.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
I know.
I got to go back to the old older story where in 79 he came off the crutches and beat the San Diego Chargers at that time, who had a great football team, and he had a tremendous game with coming out in crutches, and he had almost 100 yards and one of the great upsets of all time too, really.
You know, since you brought that game up, Coach, because, Rothman loved the Chargers, loved Fouts and the Winslow and the whole crew, I believe, the defense that you were a part of, I think you were just maybe a linebacker coach. I don't know if you're the full coordinator. Didn't you guys force 5 turnovers of Fouts that day?
No, we didn't. Vernon Perry did. He had 4 intercepts. Vernon Perry had the greatest defensive back who had the greatest game. Playoff game ever. He had 4 interceptions and blocked a field goal in that game. Yeah, we had 5 interceptions, but a little-known guy, I guess, a trivia. I mean, he had the most outstanding defensive game that I believe ever.
That's absolutely fantastic, Coach. I wanted to fast forward a little bit because you coached in the NFL for a long, long time. And it was unbelievable. It was great to watch you finally get a chance to win the Super Bowl after getting so close so many times. Could you talk a little bit about your experience in Denver and bringing our guy DeMarcus Ware up and just going through that process and finally kicking the door in after so many times of getting so close?
Yeah, I guess everybody has an opportunity, but I've been in it 42 years in the NFL, so I've had some opportunities or teams we thought were going to go all the way. I was at Denver, and we lost the Super Bowl 1 year. And, of course, we lost with the Rams here a couple of years ago. So, but, that year was phenomenal. Having DeMarcus and Von Ware was just, two great guys, but two great pass rushers that just dominated throughout the year, but especially in the playoffs. To beat Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, and then Cam Newton, who was a MVP that year, was just a tremendous year. So those guys were awesome.
What keeps your fire going, Coach, after all these years? I know you want to keep coaching. You've been doing it for a long, long time. Most guys get a little older, especially if you've won a Super Bowl. What keeps you going?
Well, I love the game. I mean, I love the game, I think, being part of it. Being part of it, being around it all the time, being around the guys and just everybody getting excited for each game. And, it's the same in high school and the same in college, before the ball game, everybody's excited. I mean, they're excited about playing the game. They're not worried about money or anything else. They're worried about playing the other team and doing the best they can. And that's never changed.
Yeah, I was fortunate. I got a chance to run into, one of your former players on my dad's teammates with the Houston Oilers, linebacker Greg Bingham. Pretty talented guy down there, played for a long time. And, talking to him about the scheme, the things you had developed there, watching the stuff you're even doing with the Rams, you know, you really kind of developed a timeless scheme that you've tweaked over the years, but a lot of the core elements have been the same. You know, when you were sitting there working on this stuff back in the 70s, did you have any idea that, you know, you would be able to put something together that would last 35, 40 years in the NFL?
No, not really. I mean, we were my dad wanted to run the 3-4, and we were the only team in the NFL running it full time. Miami ran it on third downs, I think, a little bit, but we were the first team to do it full time. And so, I always liked it. We've had to tweak it. Obviously, the offenses have changed it and all that, but it's still a great defense.
So how's the family doing? How's your lovely wife? How's your son Wesley doing? Where's everybody at and how are they doing?
Yeah, well, we're here hunkered down, Laurie and I, but like everybody else. But Wes is still with the Rams and coaches the tight ends. I'm hoping he'll be a coordinator here pretty soon. He's been in the league, 14 years now. So, us and the Shulas are – only NFL third generation family, so that's pretty neat. And our daughter Tracy lives out in LA as a choreographer. So we're down here in Texas. We're down in Houston, and like my dad said when he retired, he said we're not doing nothing. We don't start till noon.
Well, Roth, I'll let you take some of these Houston questions because I know you've got a lot of stuff for
Well, me. We're talking with legendary football coach and Super Bowl champion Wade Phillips. I was proud to be able to go over your book. I'm looking forward to reading all of it. Son of a Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life by Wade Phillips and Vic Carucci. You know, I remember your dad, and I watched a lot of video of him, and your dad, I believe, was one of the most gifted communicators. He's been described as a guy who had quiet confidence but had the heart of a gunslinger. But what I like most about him is that when he said, you don't have to holler at a guy to make him know you're serious, just go up and tell him what you want to tell him. Your dad had the human side of coaching down, and it was, hey, do the best you can and then do a little bit more. How much of your dad is all of it there in you, everything, and is there one thing – that stood out to you most from your dad that you put into your coaching?
I hope a lot of it's, I learned from him. I had a great feel for people, but, there's a chapter in the book that I think is really important is coaching isn't bitching. It's the title of it. And it's coaching isn't griping. And he always said, if you start – griping at a guy after the play's over that he didn't do something right, you better look at yourself. You know, you're the guy teaching him to do those things correctly, especially mental mistakes, if he made a mental mistake, well, then you didn't teach him well enough to get it done correctly. So, but it's really coaches, I think, they're not real coaches to me, that blame other people all the time. You're griping at a player, and you should be doing a better job as a coach. What I learned.
That's terrific. And you guys are obviously synonymous with great coaching. Will you attempt to get back in? Is it something Bobby asked about your fire and what drives you? And it sounds like is there an active attempt? And I know we're in a tough time right now, but I imagine you don't feel you've coached your last game, correct?
Yeah, that's true. I was out in 2014, had three guys that said they were hoping they'd got a job. None of them got it, so I didn't get to go. I went in the league that year. Luckily, I got hired the next year by Elway and Kubiak, and we had a good year that year. We won Super Bowl 50, so, I have been out before and come back, but, the older you are, you worry about getting back. I tried to get back, tried to get to Cleveland, but they hired Joe Woods, who worked with me in Denver and is a great coach. So, I'm hoping to get somewhere. And I will know one thing. I qualify as a senior assistant or something like that. So I got the senior part down if somebody wants that.
They would want that. And, boy, I wish you were on Stefanski's staff, but I'm glad you wished him well. Before we cut you loose, you were the one that helped orchestrate keeping Tom Brady down and out of the end zone until the fourth quarter of that Super Bowl. And if you've had a couple more plays offensively, you have another. What do you recall from trying to defend perhaps the greatest quarterback that ever lived?
He's so tough, you know. He's so good. We did beat him in that Super Bowl run, but we had to stop him from scoring 2 points with a minute left in the game. So, you know, you just have great players and execute really well, and then he's still going to beat you a lot of times. And I'm, you know, ask me about him going to Tampa, but I wouldn't be surprised if he wins there too. I mean, he's just such a great player.
I'm going to recommend the book, Son of a Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life by Wade Phillips and Vic Carucci. I'm sure you're very proud of this. I know your dad will probably be very proud of this book.
Yeah, as long as it's not a bum. He said as long as they're in the preposition in front of it, a or the bum. Now, I bet a lot of people call me, you know, hey, Wade, you bum. And I say, no, that's my dad. So, but no, it's Son of Bum, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's one of those great characters in NFL, and your father meant a lot to so many people, and I know you do as well. And when you put on his coat to walk in to the big one, that's about as big of a tribute as you could have. That had to be cool for you.
Thanks. Same thing with this book. I wanted everybody to kind of know, you know, because they're not going to roam the sidelines with a cowboy head and cowboy boots anymore and NFL, that's for sure.
Yeah. Way to go, Wade. Thanks for making time for us. Yeah. I know Bobby certainly appreciated it, and his family does as well. You be well yourself.
Yeah, y'all stay safe. At Son of Bum if they read the book and on Twitter, and let me know how they liked it.
We're going to tweet it out right now. It's Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life, Wade Phillips with Vic Carucci. Coach, be well. We can't wait to see you on a sideline somewhere soon. We appreciate it.
You too. Tell Rob and Susie hello.
Will do. So give the same to Lori.
All right, thanks.